Hey everyone, this is Kimberly, Bible teacher and nutritionist with Hope for Healing. Join me for the next few minutes while I talk about healing from a Bible perspective and also how God heals through nutrition and a healthy lifestyle. Lots to learn, so let's go. What happens when your mountain is not moving? Well, let me talk about this a little bit today. In Mark 11, 22-25, the Bible says, "Jesus answered and said to them, 'Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, then he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and then you will have them.'" What is your mountain? Is it a debt? Is it a sickness? Is it a relationship issue? Well, the word mountain in this passage means something that is standing in your way, an obstacle. It's interfering from you getting from point A to point B. The Bible says that you can speak to these mountains. Remember that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. This is dunamis power. Our words are powerful. God says they are like the rudder of a ship. When you speak to your mountain, number one, speak to the mountain. Tell it to fall. Number two, do not doubt. Number three, believe that what you say will be done. The result? Well, the word says you will have what you are praying about. One time the Lord gave me a beautiful open vision of a black, ominous mountain in front of me. I was standing at the base of it. I looked up to the top and I saw the hand of God, and he was letting down a swing. The ropes of the swing were actually scriptures connected end to end. And as I got on that swing and God was pulling me up over those jagged edges of that dark mountain, and I was being jostled all around, the scriptures were whittling away at the rock and they were falling to the ground. Speaking the word of God to our circumstances on a daily basis, whittling away at the problem, is vitally important. Consistency and speaking to your mountain is key. You can find our radio broadcasts on our podcast page at godshealingpower.org. Till next time.